You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Brought to you by Citadel Gin and East Imperial Superior Beverages. Did I say it wrong? Citadel? Citadel.
Welcome, Lisa, from Caretaker. Is it the Caretaker or is it just Caretaker?
No, just Caretaker.
Okay. And you've got an interesting accent. Where do you hail from?
I'm from the northeast of England, a little place called Middlesbrough.
Okay. Tell us, I know we're about to make a cocktail, but tell us a little bit about Middlesbrough for those of us that have never been to a place like that.
It's a very industry-driven kind of area.
Okay.
I know there's not a lot of hospitality sometimes there. It is getting bigger now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's why New Zealand for me.
Okay, sweet. And what brings you to New Zealand? Do you just...
I was travelling in Asia about 4.5 years ago.
Yeah.
And just didn't go home, basically.
Okay, nice.
I've just hopped around ever since. Mm-hmm. But now I'm going to stay forever, hopefully.
Good. Yeah, it's a good spot. It's a good spot. Yeah. I'm quite happy with New Zealand.
Sweet. And tell us a little bit about the Caretaker for those of us that haven't graced your fine establishment.
Another good spot.
Thank you. So basically we opened a year and a half ago. Yeah, classic cocktails, our classic styles of cocktail. We don't have a menu. We just talk to our customers about what spirits are like, what flavours are like.
That's great.
Tell us what they don't like. And then we help them pick the drink. Mm-hmm. We give them it. If they don't like it, we just make them something else. And we get to drink the one they don't like.
Sounds like
it's great.
Customer service.
It is.
That's what it sounds like. It's great. Yeah.
Amazing. And you guys have taken part in the East Imperial Superior Beverages Gin Jubilee, which has been on the last couple of weeks.
It's a mouthful. Can I get Superior?
Superior. But I'm getting better at rattling that off. And you guys had a drink entered in the competition. Are you going to make said drink for us tonight?
I am, yes.
So it's a classic gin and tonic.
Yes, called Lost at Sea.
Okay, talk us through it.
So basically, start off with a little bit of saline solution. So just a tiny sprinkle of salt in the bottom of your glass.
Oh, and it is just a little sprinkle.
Just a little. And then if you add a little bit of soda, that just creates the saline solution. Just to kind of break the salt up a little bit.
Science.
So you don't get those, like, you know, weird bits of salt floating around in your drink.
So you're literally, there's a teaspoon that you're pouring the soda on then dropping into the glass with the salt.
Yeah, just like a little 5ml basket.
Okay.
And then a little dash of lime.
Freshly squeezed.
Wow,
of course.
We're doing such small amounts of everything.
Yeah, well, the gin is quite lighter, so I didn't want to put too much citrus in there to kind of, you know, hide the nice flavours in the gin. It's quite a citrusy gin as well, so I didn't want to overpower it so it can have its own citrus coming through. Yeah, so you've got your saline solution, bit of lime, and then my favourite bit, the absinthe.
Oh, it's a lovely bottle.
So we've got like 4 dashes of absinthe going in.
It's a real...
Can I have a whiff of the absinthe?
Yeah, of course you can.
That is quite a sifty sort of device.
It's like a mini genie perfume bottle.
But the way that it just kind of sort of fraps in there real quick.
It's great.
It's freaky. Oh, yeah.
It's important because it gives you the right accurate amount as well, which is like one of our main things at work. Everything has to be perfectly accurate.
What do you call that? How much, like, what is that action? Like, what's the result?
Dash in.
A dash? Yeah.
Dash,
okay,
yeah. So there's 4 dashes in there.
I'm glad you're right here when I mentioned it. How do you talk?
And I'm going to go in with like an ounce or 30 mils of gin. The Citadel gin.
Citadel gin.
So, from France. Guys who make this also make cognac.
Ooh.
So all of the gin that goes through the stills, also cognac has gone through them stills already.
Okay.
So super small copper pot stills, which
some kind of upgrade.
It's pretty nice. Yeah, these guys are pretty on point with what they do.
Oh.
Yeah, quite heavy on the juniper, citrusy, but also has got a lot of like exotic botanicals in there, which is why I chose the yuzu to go with it, because it's got the exotic kind of citrus in there from Japan.
Oh, what's this contraption?
Now this is the good bit.
There's some kind
of. This is our perfectly clear ice that we buy.
The ice, John. I know you want to talk about the ice.
It's a giant cube of ice.
You've branded the ice.
Yeah, we have our own Caretaker C now, so it's made from copper.
That is
basically
just adorable.
Just press it on. Doesn't even need to be hot.
So it's like a cigarette lighter.
And then this is what we do for like our old fashions and anything that's like on the rocks drinks. And then it's
room temperature melts it. Because copper is a nice conductor.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's magic ice because you can't see it once all the liquids around.
It looks cool. The ice cube is basically taking up, it just fits in the circumference of the glass.
They are usually a little bit bigger. Unfortunately, it has melted a little bit today.
That's okay. No, look, that's impressive. I'm impressed.
This is a good looking drink.
Yeah.
Our ice is our main thing. At Caretaker, we love our...
hear that, John?
Our clear ice.
John needs to go to Caretaker.
Yeah, you need to come in.
He loves to talk about
I'll give you the
ice.
Clearest ice ever.
It's high on my list, actually.
Apparently the best thing about Middlesbrough is it's close to Whitby. Is that like a big
yes!
bird?
Oh, that's
bird. What, you hate that football
the team. Best fish and chips you will ever have in your life.
Nice.
My auntie lives in Whitby, so I've spent a lot of time there. Now I'm finishing off with some yuzu tonic.
Oh, just
this is the East Imperial Yuzu.
The East Imperial Yuzu tonic, yeah.
And we were saying off air what the heck yuzu is, but I wasn't listening. What is it?
So it's a citrus found in places like Japan, kind of northern Asia. It's a hybrid citrus that is a cross between like a mandarin and like a Meyer lemon.
Cool.
So yeah, nice and citrusy. It
smells good, actually.
I've been caught around the BFM office just sipping on those bottles.
And then I'm just going to finish off with some lime wheels. And star anise. So Citadel actually use angelica, anise, and licorice in there. Was one of their botanicals, so it just finishes off the drink real
it looks
nicely.
Nice and, fresh, yeah.
And I've even brought you some of our very special straws.
I think there's another question for you, Lisa. Is it and lemon top ice creams? Is that something from your area? There you go.
Absolutely.
We're learning a lot about
Mr. Whippies.
Wait, what? Do you call them Mr. Whippies?
Yeah.
What?
You have like a little van that drives around your street, Mr. Whippy, and then he brings it like literally to your door.
That's the same brand.
Yes, we have Miss Whippy ice cream trucks
oh, really?
In New Zealand.
That's quite a brand.
He's spread across the world.
Someone's probably stolen it from the UK, I'd imagine.
So that's the story for The Wire, I think. We'll leave that alone.
So there you go.
We've got a little strange metal straw with a what on the bottom?
Oh, it's got a nice disc.
Yeah, so if you've got any little treats at the bottom of your drinks, you can scoop out.
I see.
Cherries, olives, all those kinds of things.
What a great looking drink.
And then we're all about sustainability, so these straws can be rewashed and reused all the time. So,
I kind of want to graffiti in my own ice with my own melt technique.
If you had your own stamp, that would be cool.
You've won this gin and tonic round, I think.
Are we happy?
This is the leading drink for the month.
Oh, wow. Thanks, guys.
I feel like the boss. I feel like the boss man.
String rules.
It's got my initial in it as well, so... star anise floating around, stranded.
Oh, yeah. Looks good, tastes good, great ingredients.
It's good.
It's a sweet ass piece of ice in there with a C branded into it. So,
how long does it take for a piece of ice this big? We're talking 3 centimeters across, about 4 centimeters deep, to melt on its own.
It takes quite a while, actually.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. I mean, how long did we take this out of the freezer? Maybe an hour and 20 minutes ago, and it's still nowhere even near half. So, yeah, it lasts quite a while.
Wow.
But, you know, the colder the better.
Okay, awesome. Hey, is there anything on the radar down at the Caretaker in the next couple of days that you know of that people might want to keep on their radar and check out?
Well, we have our live music on a Sunday, Monday and Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So that's always good. It's always good to get in early, on between 9 and 11. But yeah, we just kind of do first come, first served throughout the week. So yeah, come on down.
Okay, sweet. Great drink. And thank you to East Imperial.
Fabulous drink.
And thanks to Citadel. And thank you very much for coming in, Lisa.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
No, no.
On 95 BFM, brought to you by Citadel Gin and East Imperial Superior Beverages.